KNBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And if you have been driving around our community for the last several weeks, you've probably seen all these little blue signs that say "Love Alaska, Luis Palau," and you may have been wondering what the heck that's all about. That's what we're going to find out this morning. Luis Palau,
yes, sir.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Danny. I may call you Danny, right?
I would hope so.
Well, good. Thanks. Yeah,
you could call me Ed, but then I'll look funny at you.
Yeah, I'll call you Danny your mother.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's not what my mother called me, but we won't. Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Let's not get into that. Yes.
Internationally renowned evangelist Luis Palau is in town for a very special reason in conjunction with Love Alaska. What is going on this weekend?
Well, this weekend is sort of a mini culmination of a program that's been going on for several months quietly. I think it's hitting the surface now. It was called Season of Service, which has been changed to City Serve, and it'll go on for years to come. We got together, or I was invited, and then we got together with about 170 congregations, and there's so many potential volunteers, you know, who want to serve, who love the community, who care. But by bringing them together and working together, you can multiply the benefit for the community. So it began several months ago, maybe 9 months ago, and to serve, you know, especially school partnerships to help the schools and any needs they have. And you can have hundreds and even thousands of volunteers, you know, Danny, that are sitting in a church with not much to do. And when you lead them out, they're excited to do something. So that's been a good one. The second thing was helping with a food bank in significant ways, and it will continue this weekend. And then the other one was fostering, helping people who want to do foster work and so on, helping enhance what's already going on, because you have a pretty good system here. And then there's some dental and medical and so on. Now, that's been going on for months. This week is more of a public expression, celebration, and proclamation of good news. And so we're going to the park, to the Cuddy family Midtown Park, and we hope everybody will come. It's free, no paying of tickets, no passing the hat for contributions, and there's going to be a family children's fun center, and there'll be face painting and rock climbing and so on, and then somebody will explain the message of Jesus to the children. Then we have extreme sports, skateboarding and biking and motorbike, you know, motocross and so on, and they do their tricks up in the air, and then they tell their story, how their life came around and so on. Then there'll be super music, and then I'm supposed to give a message at about 7 o'clock or 7:30.
Okay, perfect. But, you know, you mentioned the school connection. I know that that some of the folks you've worked with in other areas, Portland,
yes,
has been mentioned.
Yes.
That you've been able to work together with community service to fix up and support public schools. And if we can talk about, and I don't know, because I know you do this all over the country and all over the world, but
yep.
do you know some of the specifics about supporting the schools in Anchorage? And I don't want to throw you in front of the bus there, because
yeah, I'm a visitor, and so, you know, I motivate people, organize them to do it. Levi Park, who's our team member and the director of it, he really knows the specifics. I know the general direction we like to send these events in every city. And every city has its own deal. So you go to the mayor, you go to city council, or in your case, you know, one of the corporations, and ask for advice. And you say, where are there areas of need? So Levi perhaps can tell you more than I can, Danny.
Okay, I'd like to welcome Festival Director Levi Parkin. You didn't even know you were going to have to be talking
on
here.
No, I didn't, Danny, but I'm excited to be here. Yes. So there is a whole committee that has come together around this. And as Mr. Palau mentioned, there's 175 churches, about 45 organizations that have come around this. And some of the focuses that they wanted to do is one of them that is long-term. And, you know, one of the things is that this festival is just a celebration of what is a continuation of collaboration of, you know, the churches coming together in the community. And so one of the things is they wanted to see how can churches connect with public schools and serve in the needs. They could be cleanup needs, or they could be life on life needs of mentorship.
Part of the deal is needs assessment.
Exactly. Exactly. And so in the last few months, churches have been, pastors have been coming together to meet with local school principals to say, hey, we're here in the community. We're two blocks down the road. How can we help you? How can we serve you? How can we have a long-term relationship? And in many communities, what we have seen is that this has turned into a long, ongoing, you know, relationship for years to come. And so that's the idea behind the school and church partnership. As well as other, focuses like homelessness, food drives. We're actually at the festival going to have a major food drive where we're inviting people to bring food to help the Food Bank of Alaska.
Okay, and the event happens tomorrow and Saturday at the Cuddy Family Midtown Park. And I'm looking for a time here. I don't see the time.
Oh, 3 to 10 o'clock.
3 to 10 o'clock.
Yeah. And it starts with the children from 3 to 5, that whole area. Then from 4 to 5 is extreme sports at one end of the park, and you have all these crazy kids doing their stunts. Then we come to the main platform, and you've got these musicians like Toby Mac and Cutlass and 1,000-foot crutch, and 2 or 3 Alaskans that are well-known, like Lincoln Brewster. He's made a name for himself across the country out of Alaska. He's very good. And Trinity, a local group also. So it's going to be a mix of good musicians. And then I bring at 7 o'clock a message of hope and life and hopefully encourage a lot of people.
Okay. A lot of people must be encouraged because there's, frankly, a lot of heavy hitters on here supporting. I'm seeing names like Catherine Gottlieb and Lauren Lehman and Sean Parnell. And Rasmussen Foundation has kicked in $25,000 towards the Companion Community Service campaign.
It's true.
So this little segment of my program we call Our Community. And so this is pretty much what that's all about. Who should come? Everybody?
Absolutely everybody. We want especially Alaskan Alaskans born in Alaska. That's what I would like to see. Because, you know, visitors are great, but the people of Alaska, I've loved Alaska for a long time. I was born in Argentina. And at the other end of the continent, totally at the other end, down by the Antarctic. So when I came up here, there's a lot that looks alike. You know, we have the Andes Mountains look a lot like your mountains. When I went with my wife one day, we were blessed. We were one of the 10% that saw Mount McKinley. And we have Aconcagua in Argentina. And it's sort of competing with McKinley, which is the tallest, you know. I think we win, by the way. But they're just as good looking, and the lakes are beautiful, and the trees, and the fishing. Argentina has less fish than you do, but the same idea. We would love everybody to come and enjoy it, and we want it to be totally for the community. You know, I hope your friends and listeners all come.
Okay. It's a collaborative partnership, partnerships actually with schools and foster care system.
Yes.
Throughout the season of service initiative, Love Alaska, with Luis Palau tomorrow and Sunday at Cuddy Family Midtown Park. Sounds like a lot of fun, and certainly get some good service projects underway with our schools and our kids and our foster parents and children. And with that, we are out of time. Luis Palau, so nice to have you in and to meet you. Enjoy your stay in town. Levi, thank you so much for stopping
in
and lending a hand, too. Hope you have an awesome event tomorrow. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, so take care. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email, feedback@knba.org. That's it for Morning Line till Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe and hug the kids. You're tuned to 90.